Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Navajo Politics with Cal Nez. We are going live this evening, and I wanted to talk about the Navajo Nation election process and also the complaints and grievances that were filed and some are, I assume, have been filed, and some have gone public. And so what are your thoughts on those, and how many of those do you know about? And if so, then let us know what is going on with the Navajo Nation election. Is this going to continue? Is this going to stop? And what are the alternatives now that it looks like some of the people who file are actually late in filing their grievances? So the telephone number here is 323-642-1708. So the telephone lines are open right now, and you're welcome to give us a call. What I'm going to do is I am going to also put another song on here, and we'll take a break while I am queuing everything up and broadcasting all of this online. And remember, was this entire effort, were we looking for a new beginning? And if so, did we achieve the new beginning that we were seeking? Or did we fall short? And what were we looking for when we met change, new, and all of that? What do we mean when we said we want change, a new beginning? new beginning, or are we trying to get a new beginning? And also, were we trying to get a new beginning? And are we now trying to start all over with the entire election process, what just took place? Because there's been a lot of efforts being made here, there, everywhere. People are talking. People are not very happy. But then also there's then on the other side of the coin, so to speak, there are people who are probably very happy and satisfied at the fact that the election results turned out to be what they are, and the candidates are moving forward and doing what they were doing from the beginning, which is to finish all the way until November. Grievances or complaints that were filed, one of the most notable one that I'm seeing online is the one that came in on a PDF file, which I downloaded and posted one portion of that, and which basically had several private individuals and also two notable candidate. One was Dale Soucy, and the other one was Hank Whitethorn. And my assumption is that that particular filing was the one that was rejected. I would assume that was rejected. And but really, one of the things that I wanted to talk about this evening is that, why do you suppose that this is taking place? What is really behind this entire effort? Is it to redo the entire election? Is it to disqualify one of the candidates? And if so, it's pretty obvious that on this particular one, it all was around Chris DeCheney for his inability to talk Navajo fluently. And let me put that again, fluently. And so is that, which really opens up all sorts of other discussion. Where are we in terms of the value system that we have as Navajo people? How important do we just let this one go? And where are we going with the idea? If we make him Mr. DeCheney as an example, then how is that going to encourage? Is it going to have any side effects? Collateral damage that's going to occur as a result of the disqualification if it goes through? And there's all these questions. What are your thoughts? What is where do you think we're all going with this? And why is it, you know, are these people that are filing these, is it the ones that lost and that felt like that they could not, or that they needed to look at it another way to bump off the candidate? So there's all these issues. So the telephone number here is 323-642-1708. Again, the telephone number is 323-642-1708. Again, you're listening to Navajo Politics with Cal Nez. I want to keep these, keep this line open, keeping this dialogue going, and have an opportunity where people can actually share their ideas and their thoughts, because I think it's very important that we have this communication, whatever form, whether it's on Facebook or whether it's on the radio. And I think that there's a lot of behind-the-scenes issues that a lot of the news media never picked up on as well. And I think that those are some of the things that are still in, that are going to come up. So please know that. And so, so right now, for those that are joining us this evening, we're talking about the Navajo Nation election and the deadline for any type of a grievance or a complaint against any of the or the results of the election. And I believe the same thing was possible also for the council delegates race. And are there any council delegates results that are also in question? Of course, so it's going to be quite interesting where we're going with our politics. So I really would like to know what your thoughts are. I think it's important that we share, and rather than just sitting back and allowing this thing to happen, because wasn't that one of the main reasons why that we're in the predicament that we are? And so because of that, did we as the general public, did we all vote, and should we have voted? And so there's all these questions. And I'm looking at Facebook and trying to see who's saying what here. And, I'm really looking forward to hearing from you. Want to hear your thoughts. Again, the telephone number here is 323-642-1708. And some of the people out there are saying that they're having a hard time linking on to the to our website, but you know, it's the link is right there. If you're on Facebook, you just click on the link, and that should take you right to it. Thursday's paper today, it reads in the Navajo Time, written by Bill Donovan, and I'm looking at the Facebook, or actually the online edition, and it's just a little two-paragraph, and written by Bill Donovan, special to the Navajo or to the Times. Complaint against Deschutes candidacy, not file in time. And it reads, an attempt by a group of Navajos as well as unsuccessful candidates for president to get Chris Deschutes removed from the general election ballot has failed. Officials for the Navajo Nation Office of Hearings and Appeals said Wednesday that all of the grievances filed against Deschutes for not being able to speak Navajo have been dismissed for not being filed in a timely manner. So that pretty much, I guess, sums it all up. So are there any other complaints that were not recognized? And if you know of any others, please call in. Call in and let's talk about it. But mostly what I want to know is that I think that there are reasons behind what all these maneuverings are. Is it, if you look at the whole dynamics, the way that the finishers, we've got Joe Shirley with 10,000 vote, and then there's Chris Deschutes. Right after Chris Deschutes is Russell Begay. Right after Russell Begay is Donald Benally, and the list goes on. So let's just take, for instance, if we had succeeded, or if the grievance or the filing had gone through, then obviously then the next candidate would move up, which is Russell Begay. Then is everybody going to be satisfied at that point? right now we're having issues with Mr. Dischidney for not speaking Navajo fluently. So the next one, if he comes up, is Russell Begay. And what are the issues with Russell Begay? And I also have been looking online and looking at some of those scenarios. And then let's say if we're not satisfied with him, then we bump him off. Then then after that, then comes Donald Anali. Well, the list just goes on. And so what do you think, the Navajo Nation, what are we going to be doing? And where are we going with our politics? So it would be great to hear from you. And in the Navajo Times, also dated September 11th, we have a headline, Shirley selects 37-year-old Dineh Benali as vice president running mate. Former Navajo Nation President Joe Shirley Jr. went for youth in picking his vice president candidate today, or Tuesday. Dineh Benali, son of the presidential candidate Donald Benali, is 37 with a master's degree in civil engineering. Shirley said he originally started with 31 suggestions and whittled it down to six and then three. Shirley admitted that he was looking for a young candidate because the Navajo voters indicated in the primary that they wanted a young candidate who would promote change. We listened in and we heard. We listened and we heard, said Shirley. The vice president candidate is well known in the Eastern Agency, said his father, as well as in the western portion of the reservation for his work with the Navajo Generating Station. Dineh Benali said he has worked building schools on the reservation and helped get the funding to build the Justice Centers in Tuba City and Crown Point. It says Crow Point. There's a typo here in Navajo Times. Another thing that he brings to the campaign, he says, is loyalty to his running mate. I'm ready to game on the challenge, he said. And that's according to Navajo Times. So that is Joe Shirley side. And then let's look at the Chris Dischidney. Headline. Lo Etzidi, a longtime educator, to join Dischidney on November 4th general ticket. And it reads, Hojo, the Navajo principle of balance with the natural world, is among a slew of reasons presidential hopeful Chris Clark Dischidney has selected Fannie Lo Etzidi as his vice presidential running mate. Etzidi of Shiprock, New Mexico, is considered the first Navajo woman to be ever selected for the position of the Navajo Nation vice president. The 61-year-old is a longtime educator of the Central Consolidated School District, sitting president of the Dene College's Board of Regents, and an active voting member of the Shiprock chapter and the Democratic Party of New Mexico. Etzidi, who is Tachini, which is my clan, by the way, yay, Tachinis, running into water people, and born for Tlashche, holds a bachelor's degree from Eastern New Mexico University in Portales, New Mexico, and a master's degree from Doan College in Crete, Nebraska. Both of her degrees are in the field of education. Balance, Dischidney says. during his Tuesday afternoon press conference announcing of dubbing Et City as his running mate. I think Fanny brings a number of complementary attributes to this campaign. The idea for Deschini to select Et City as his running mate corresponds with Balance or Hujo in the Navajo creation story. It's a principle that the Deschini Et City campaign thinks has been missing in the last several presidential administrations. So that is just a little bit of information about the Navajo Nation election. So we are live and broadcasting. You're listening to Navajo Politics with Cal Nez, and we have a caller. I'm not sure if they're just calling in to listen in, but I will bring them on. Caller, can you identify yourself and where you're calling from, and do you have a comment or a question? Hello. You are on air. If you're just listening in, just let us know that. I can hear them, but I guess they're not willing to come on. So, if you call in, just once you get the cue, just go ahead and say that you're willing to chat and talk and. So I do appreciate all the listeners who are calling in. And so this evening's topic is about the Navajo Nation election. The Navajo Nation election, of course, took place August 26th. We had two front runners, Joe Shirley Jr. and also Chris Deschini. And they have since selected their vice president. And but in the meantime, there was a deadline, September 5th, at 5 o'clock, with the Navajo Nation Elections Office, and it sounds to me like it's Rules and Appeals is what I'm reading in the Navajo Times. And I believe that the one that's been reported, I guess it reads kind of like all of the filings were dismissed, but I'm not sure about what that means, because I know that there's others that have also been filed. And so what are your thoughts, and why do you suppose that this is happening? Is it because that we're so disgruntled with our election process, or is it simply just a small group of people who lost, or their candidate lost? And so what does that mean? Because there was, in the information that I had, is there were some private citizens, there was quite a few of them, and the grievances was against Mr. Deschini for not fulfilling the qualification, which was the ability to speak Navajo fluently. And that was the main filing. I don't know if there's been any that have been filed against Joe Shirley. But then again, if there is any type of grievances, is there also a grievance and complaint for the vice president selection? And is there a deadline? And if so, then what is there one? If there's not, why isn't there a grievance process also that should come from the general public? So there's all these questions. So I'm very, very curious. Shaban so case to Shaba on the Sindodle. I can hit the Schneedodle on another is not fine. A co the Quishi net the Isa a co a so here and hit the Schneedodle are a co did a hot o to Barnate Ingo Ado o hot ot opis e Chicago a cohort to a da so pa nan hit ne do le to le do ta da ta hot o ban si ti do hot o e a na be ki a fil ti hot on ne set a do ot za da na da ti no ko do a bin na si ti do le a ko a do sto ka da ti do ya te o da ti ko dahi dil sol do ta sa ta sa khidi gi shi ko de jo e kana ki jo e button is a ko e da tse ko do be keten ni kre go da tse ya te o da ke na ho to to so da tse yen ko de jo e there's several different filings and I'm reading quite a bit of them. And what are the scenarios behind this? People are really not interested. Maybe there's just only a few group of people that are online that are talking about this thing. And maybe it is turning out to be just a small group that are trying to push this complaint and grievances through whichever dimension, whatever the reasons are. But even more so, one of the things that I look at from my standpoint, and I'm saying this as an individual and I'm not saying this as a past candidate. If I didn't run, I would have still said the same thing. If there was 16, not 17, with me excluded, my position would have been is that we have a Navajo Nation election process. I went through it to experience what it means to be a candidate and to be on the campaign trail and to find out what the dynamics of how the process happens from central government to the chapter government, to the grassroots level. I got my taste of it. I experienced it. I was out there with people and without and by myself. I met thousands of grassroots people. I know what I heard from them. I know what I heard at the chapter levels. I know what I heard at the combined chapter meetings that hosted, and which is totally contrary to the outcome and totally different than what I expected. And so, but back to me, you look at the Office of Election, and if some of these details, there is a requirement, a qualification. If you apply for a job, even at a fast food place, the employer or the boss or whoever is interviewing you, you're applying for that job, they look at your background, you apply, you fill out a paperwork, and they typically sit there in front of you and review everything and your experience, and they go through and, so that you can qualify for that particular job. And so like in that particular case, it happens at grocery stores. It happens at businesses. It even happens on the Navajo Nation. It happens at the Navajo Nation Employment Office. If you're applying for a job, you go in there and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do, and this is my ability. And but in this particular case, the Navajo Nation Election Office has a rule or a law or a qualification prerequisite that requires that the Navajo, whoever is filing, actually should qualify. But here's what happened. Here's my experience. I walked in, picked up my paperwork. Here's my $1,500. I fill out a few per. I was then asked, okay, you now go up to ethics and rules. So I went up there and did the background check. I was cleared within about 5 minutes, drove back, submitted my paperwork. They took my $1,500 and they said, okay, well, here's the qualification. And it says, go down the hallway and have your picture taken. I walked in there and sat there in front of a camera, and they took about 5 pictures. And I says, well, I like that one. And even though I look very tired and, you know, I guess it looked like me. And so, excuse me. So I was done. I was walking out the door as an official candidate with some paperwork. Well, so if that was the experience, but now stepping back as not being affiliated with having gone through that, if you look at the first thing that I would ask is this. How is it that the Navajo Nation election took place when you have the director of the elections office as one of the candidates who continued his employment through his entire candidacy? What's your thoughts on that? Does that make the whole election process valid? And secondary is the elections office, did they follow the protocol that was required for them to bring and accept a $1,500 or $500? And therefore, by their lack of due diligence, whatever they did, if they, you know, they accepted the paperwork, did they fail and make the election process null and void because of their oversight, what they didn't fulfill, what they didn't do, by not sitting down with every candidate and saying, okay, Mr. So-and-so, do you speak Navajo? And here is a Navajo specialist. Here is a test that we're going to give you. We would like to gauge. The same way, if you look at the Office of the Miss Navajo, you look at what they have judges sitting there. They have to perform every requirement, which is including speaking Navajo, even butchering a talent, traditional talent, and a modern talent, and traditional knowledge, know-how. They are drilled to the max. And if that happens with the Office of Miss Navajo, I'd say that we use that template. That should have been used over at the elections office. So rather than nitpicking on all the candidates who's so-and-so, this and this and this, was the elections office right up there doing their job, fulfilling, giving a good direction so that we have a positive election, that the results was unquestionable. Now, the election's over, and my assumption is that Mr. Edison Winika, who is the executive director, he just went back into his job, and and so now what does that mean? I want to hear from you. I want to hear what your thoughts are, rather than going in there and trying to say, okay, there was something wrong with, or there's something wrong with that candidate, this candidate, and that, so forth. But it's the entire process. The entire process, was that not applied correctly? And if there's any candidates out there who who had similar experience as I did, that would be, I'd like to hear from you. It doesn't matter if you're a council delegate, did they sit down with you and test you? And even that testing, the Navajo fluency, who is going to be the expert and who's going to develop the template to test who's fluent? And what exactly does fluency mean? And how far do we take this fluency? Is it the ability to stand up there and to read a text and memorize a text that qualifies you as fluent? Or is it something that you really know, and is it a questionnaire that everybody should have answered? And then should it have been a panel of people to be able to test these people? So my opinion is that not so much that, you know, the candidates issue on an individual basis, but it's the application of the entire election system that needs to be fixed, and something just wasn't clicking right there. That is my personal opinion. And what are your thoughts about what I just brought out? Do you agree with me, disagree with me? And I want to hear from you. And the telephone number here is 323-642-1708. And one of the things that I totally miss now that I'm kind of sitting back and looking at all of this stuff, hindsight, I really miss being out there with the grassroots people. I truly, absolutely enjoyed that. A beautiful sunset, and I'm driving. Oh, and I'm driving up, and I get this when I hear what I'm going to play, when I hear and heard these songs, when I heard this, the energy and the beauty that came from that, that made me feel like I am Navajo. I am absolutely proud of my culture when I heard this.
Hey,
Navajo Politics with Cal Nez. Please call in. I want to hear from you, and I would like to talk about this. One of the things that I posted online was what I received in a file from the this one that I'm going to share with you is the one that I assume is probably rejected. And it says, it's a piece of paper. Of course, I got it as a PDF file. And it reads, before the Office of Hearings and Appeals, the Navajo Nation. And it's Hank Whitethorn, petitioner, versus Christus Cheatney, respondent. Petitioner filed a statement of grievance against the respondent with the Office of Hearings and Appeals on September 5th, 2014. Petitioner and respondents were candidates for the Navajo Nation president for the August 26, 2014 primary election. Petitioner Hank Whitethorn alleges, number one, respondent does not speak Navajo fluently. Qualifications for the candidate, for candidates for the Navajo Nation president, quote, must fluently speak and understand Navajo and read and write English, unquote. Number two, respondent has never served in an elected, this is quite interesting, two, respondent has never served in an elected Navajo Nation election and has never been employed with the Navajo Nation organization as either an employee of any branch of the Navajo Nation. Candidates for the Navajo Nation president must have served in an elected office. This is really interesting. Candidates for the Navajo Nation president must have served in an elected Navajo Nation office other than the office of school board member and must have been employed within the Navajo Nation organization. Wow, that takes out a lot of people. Number three, responded, violated a provision of the Navajo Nation election law when he filed a sworn statement that he qualified to be a candidate for the office of the Navajo Nation president. The candidate application form shall be in the form specified by the board and shall contain a notarized and a sworn statement by the candidate that he or she is qualified to hold the office, B, that he or she meets the qualification set forth in 11 Navajo Nation Council, yada, yada, yada. C, that his or her candidate application is in the form and manner prescribed by law. And D, that he or she may be remove as a candidate in the event his or her application contains a false statement. So that is the information that was submitted quite interesting. I'm looking at the dates here. The deadline was on September 5th at 5 o'clock. And it says, the Navajo Nation Election Administration shall hold the candidate application for all candidates it has certified as eligible for a period of 10 days during which sworn challenges may be filed with the Office of Hearings and Appeals by other applicants for the same position. whether or not such applicants are certified. The Navajo Nation Election Administration submitted its certification of candidacy to respondent Christopher Lee Clark Deschitney, deem him eligible for the position of the Navajo Nation President on April 25, 2014. Petitioner had until May 6, 2014, 10 days to challenge the eligibility of respondent. As earlier stated, petitioner filed with OHA on September 5th, almost 4 months late. That's quite interesting. The statement of grievance is hereby dismissed. This order is subject to appeal. The Navajo Nation and the order was submitted on September 10th. So, yeah, it looks to me like they threw it out. So, I'm looking at this thing some more, and it looks to me like Hank Whitethorn, he actually submitted it 9/5/14. This is quite interesting. I am not understanding this now, because here is, yeah, as I'm reading this thing, it says the deadline is September 5th for any grievance and any complaint. It doesn't say that a candidate should have had an issue way back 4 months ago. It says that, well, now they had 10 days. So for whatever complaint there was, it still was a complaint. So why was it dismissed? So does it have to be a different complaint besides the candidate questioning? That's very, very confusing. So what are your thoughts? So anyway, yeah, that opens up a whole another can of worms. They're now saying that 10 days with the original filing way back 4 months ago, if a candidate is questioning another candidate, but then the election goes forward and then they allow 10 days again, and so you can file the same grievance and it still is a complaint and a grievance. So why was it dismissed? Does it have to be something different? Because you could go in there and say, well, I guess I don't like this person. And that could be a reason why you could file. But it makes no sense why it was dismissed. So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, what are your thoughts and what do you think and all that stuff? So I appreciate it. I thank you for listening in. And so it looks like there's not very many callers that are willing to come in. So I think you understand where I stand at, and I would have loved to have heard from you. And I'll be back just in a few minutes. Tomorrow night, she at 7 o'clock, she could always not do his net door late. Ako, are needs it a hush net. Do, Bansoke, see, do, I'm going to leave this discussion and leave it open. And I want you to be thinking about it. What are the processes? I think the election process, the Navajo Nation Election Office, could have better applied the entire process much better. And is it something that can be done at this point? I don't know. And maybe we should just move forward, or do we challenge it? And I will talk to you again here real soon. Thank you.
Oh, hey, no, 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 no.